A word for you from Titus chapter 2, verse 12. Training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age. We've spoken about verse 11, the grace of God appearing, how important it is that it is not just the historical appearance of Jesus, but it is the personal appearance to you, where God's grace reaches you. We looked at how God's grace trains you. It teaches you to renounce ungodliness. We looked at how it doesn't help to have the fear of sin only. It doesn't help to be in a Christian community. The law doesn't help, but only God's grace. His undeserved favor and His power that comes through His Holy Spirit that teaches us to renounce sin. If you're not being taught by the Holy Spirit with this teaching, renouncing sin and worldly passions, then one has to be suspicious about your salvation, because this verse says that God's grace teaches us to renounce, doesn't just teach us historical facts, but teaches us in a very personal way about our personal sin. But wonderful it is to notice that he continues to say, and to live, and then it goes on to say, self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. You see, it's not just the turning away from sin. It is how to live for the Lord. To live for Him, well, we would say it's perhaps the right way would be to live a secluded life here on earth, or at least to live in heaven, then we can live for Him. But no, Paul says how to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age. In each generation, God's children are taught by the grace of God how to live for Him in their own circumstances in the years in which they live. Recently I've been looking at Charles Spurgeon in the late 1800s, where he faced in his own denomination what was called the downgrade controversy, where there were liberal ideas creeping in, saying that perhaps the Bible is not fully true, not totally inspired. And Spurgeon felt, as hard as it was for him to do it, that he had to stand for God's truth in that generation, and he suffered tremendously as a result. Are you living for the Lord, experiencing God's grace in this present age? Umusa gankulunkulu uyakufundisa kulesi sizukulwane na?